heard a break right here on KSL News Radio this afternoon. The no vote today for the Republican bill to replace and repeal and replace Obamacare. ABC News just told you what's happening in Washington. Let's talk a little bit more about what this means here in Utah. My colleague Drew Steele was on the air this afternoon when all of this started to break. He joins us here in the studio. And Drew, what did you hear today while you're on the air?
Well, I heard that it seems like they pushed this thing forward and it wasn't ready for prime time. I heard a Freedom Caucus that was going to have their voice heard, and certainly they did. I heard a speaker, Paul Ryan, who talked about the fact that it just couldn't get across the finish line, and now I guess they're going to look at what will happen next moving forward with the agenda. I had a chance to talk to Boyd Matheson from the Sutherland Institute, and I asked him his thoughts.
It's exactly what we said was going to happen. We'd have a big fight. We'd be presented with a false choice of it's either this, or the world ends as we know it. And then we regroup. And it's unfortunately, it's exactly what happened.
And the regroup, I'm okay with that. As long as we continue the conversation, regroup, maybe get something done. And then I asked him, so what does he think is next?
I think what has to happen is we need to do the process the way it's supposed to be done and do it in front of the American people. Because I think if the American people would see the process and then let's vote. Let's just have a series of amendments and let's vote on pre-existing conditions. Let's vote on staying on your parents' insurance until you're 26. And that would also be an interesting thing for the Democrats to have to vote on all of the amendments and components to this thing.
So Drew, I have to ask, after what you heard and what you heard from people who were texting and calling in, you know, in Washington, the fingers are flying. Both sides, and even inside the Republican Party, fingers are flying, pointing the other way. Democrats are pointing at Republicans. Republicans blaming Democrats.
Yep.
Who do you think comes out here looking like the goat?
Well, here's the thing. The president, it depends on what he's going to do. No matter what, here's what we have to remember. No matter what, the Republicans were not going to walk away with this looking good. It was just not going to happen. It was one of these situations where if this were to pass, they would say it's a bad bill. Why did it pass? This is a mistake. It doesn't pass now. You see, it's a rookie mistake. Here's the president. He doesn't know what he's doing. So they're going to spin it that way no matter what. And what we need to do is do what's right by the American people. When the president says, look, we're going to let Obamacare fail, I don't like that because failure means bad things coming forward for the American people. So we got to focus on that.
Is that possible with politics, Drew?
Back to you, sir.
All right.